Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine, Winter 2025. Let's get started with the first article. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine, Kick Off the New Year on the Right Foot by Melissa Matthews, illustrations by Monica Garwood. We begin. This is not your typical New Year, New You resolution story, because you're pretty great as you are, and those stories can be stressful. Instead, it's a different kind of resolution story, one that has tiny, realistic action items, impactful things you can do to have more fun, feel happier and calmer, and put things in your favor. Make a point to do as many things on this list as possible, and 2026 won't know what hit it. Watch an old movie you love. A few suggestions for you: Drop Dead Fred, 16 Candles, Dirty Dancing, Heathers, Raising Arizona, or whatever you want. Create a playlist that's exclusively for the shower or the bath. Write a thank you note. They're not just for gifts. Thank a friend who met you for a walk and listened to you rant about your silly teenagers. Thank your mail carrier for bringing packages all the way up to your porch. Thank your regular barista for remembering you like your coffee with exactly 1.58 scoops of sugar. You get the idea. Try a recipe that you saved ages ago. Even if it's not a winner, you'll have at least tried something new. Gaze at some greenery for a little boost. During a recent study published in the journal People and Nature, a group of 117 people wore eye-tracking glasses that measured where they looked while on walks. The participants reported feeling more restored and less anxious when they looked at natural spaces and plants versus urban elements like streets and buildings. Give a stranger a compliment. Hold the door for a different stranger. Pet a dog. Note, if it's not yours, ask the paw rent for permission first. Take 10 minutes to tidy up. Pick one room or area, like the den or your clothes chair. Every primary bedroom in America has one. Set a timer. Ready? Go. You will be tackling a mess, and research finds that sprucing up can help you perk up. According to data from the American Cleaning Institute, 66% of 1,000 people surveyed said a clean home enhanced their mood, while 60% said it decreased stress and anxiety. Spend the day in your PJs. If you don't have any plans, a weekend day is a great option for this one. Have a $0 day. Spend absolutely no money at all. Make some soup. Be careful while eating soup. No burnt tongues. Host a happy hour at home. Pick up your favorite bottle of wine, or if you have time, find a fancy cocktail or mocktail to make. Sunshine on a morning stroll. Soaking up a moderate amount of rays with sunscreen helps you feel awake, boosts your vitamin D levels, important for bone health, and can be good for your mental health. To charity, give some money or time. There's loads of research that links these altruistic behaviors with higher levels of happiness. Yay! Car. Carpool, karaoke, anyone? Aside from being fun, there's some science suggesting that belting out those lyrics can really pay off. A 2025 paper published in Brain Sciences reviewed studies analyzing research in people over the age of 60 and found that singing can help improve our ability to remember things. A tear, sew on a button, or fix a zipper. The calm of repeated action. The quiet brain time, the great sense of being self-sufficient. Eat cheese for dinner. Put some on a pretty plate along with a pile of crackers, fruit, and nuts for a fairly well-rounded meal. Eat a cookie while happily standing over the sink. Dial up an old friend. If an out-of-the-blue call feels intimidating, send a thinking-of-you text to get the conversation going. Read a poem. Emily Dickinson's How Happy is the Little Stone is a good one. Explore your city. Science shows benefits to wandering. A 20 study published in Nature Neuroscience found that people reported being happier on days when they had greater roaming entropy. They visited more places. Let's go. Play a board game. Frame some of your favorite memories. Go through your camera roll and pick a few of your photos from the past year. Print them using an online service like Printique or Nation's Photo Lab. Open your windows. The air quality inside our homes can be worse than the air quality outside. Yes, it's cold, but do it anyway, for a bit. Delete a ton of emails, at least 100. Put something you've already done on your to-do list, then cross it off. You did it. Take a box breathing break. To do it, breathe out slowly, releasing all the air from your lungs. Then breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, and finally pause for 4 seconds while holding the exhale before repeating all the steps. Do this until you feel calm, which can take 3 to 5 minutes. Wear a sweater in your favorite color. Although there are studies examining the mood-altering effects of specific colors, research finds that perception can be subjective, so it's important to wear colors that have positive associations for you. Vacation. Even if it's just a long weekend somewhere nearby, research shows we feel better when there is something to look forward to. Add more blankets to your sofa. Reorganize your scariest closet. Designate no-tech time with your loved ones. Cook dinner, play cards, tell stories, and just hang out. Sign up for a class. It can be virtual or IRL. About anything, such as personal finance, gardening, or a different cooking technique. The point is just to learn something new. Opt for table lamps as often as possible, and turn off the big light, that harsh overhead one. Wipe down your baseboards. Your whole space will instantly look a million times better. Pick up errant trash the next time you see some. Steam clean your sofa. Rent a machine from your local home improvement store. Give your inner critic a name and tell that jerk to go kick rocks. Spritz on your nicest perfume. Put it on your inner wrist and take a whiff now and then. Not going anywhere? So what? You smell nice just for you. Ask a friend to recommend a book and read it. If it's in your budget, throw something extra into your cart at the grocery store. You might find a new favorite snack. Or if you can, spring for the luxe version of something on your list. For example, the fresh bakery sourdough over the packaged bread on the shelf. Add citrus slices to your water. You know how nice it is when you go out to eat and your water comes with a lemon wedge? Treat yourself to that little upgrade at home. Test your balance. Stand on one leg for a minute and then, holding the position, try to put a shoe on the other foot. Watch the sunrise. Watch the sunset. Can happen on 2 different days. Talk to your dishes while you give them a bath. Sorry, we mean wash them. Hold a plank for as long as you can. Experts will tell you that resistance training is just as important as cardio. Go get the mail while wearing a funny hat. Give yourself permission to scroll for 15 minutes. Watch YouTube videos, send memes, heart your friends' posts, but do it all mindfully. So pay attention to the content and truly enjoy it. Have a solo dance party in the kitchen. Don't worry, no one is watching. Eat the chocolate. Buy the fantastic smelling candle. A gratitude journal. Lots of research finds these can lead to improvements in general well-being. There's one new study from Current Oncology that's especially interesting. When breast cancer patients kept a gratitude journal for 3 weeks, they showed greater resilience and improved quality of life compared to patients who didn't. Give it a try. It's the article, 54 Little Ways to Jumpstart 2026. Now let's move on to another article. Live. Advice, inspiration, and a little peace of mind. Away. Bumps in the road. So your trip isn't working out the way you'd hoped? Keep this advice in your back pocket. Just remove it when you go through security. And you'll be prepared for whatever turbulence comes your way. By Melissa Matthews. Go wrong on vacation can be soul-crushing. You did so much planning. You had such high hopes for your time off. Unfortunately, many of us are bound to suffer a snafu at some point. In a survey of 3,689 people who traveled in 2023, 77% reported facing at least one issue. Unexpected costs and canceled plans accounted for many of the problems, according to Bankrate, the financial services company that commissioned the research. The odds may not be on your side, but we are. Hence, this advice for what to do when a travel disaster strikes and how to hopefully avoid it in the first place. The disaster. Your flight is canceled. What to do if it happens? You need to, well, jet. Getting rebooked on the first flight available comes down to how fast you're able to get in touch with someone, whether on the phone, through the app, or in person, says Katie Nastro of the airline deal tracking platform, Going. You'll often be given rebooking options in the airline's app, so Nastro recommends reviewing those while waiting in the customer service line if you're already at the airport. Don't like what you see? Still standing in line? Call the airline while you wait. They can see in real time what's available, and bigger airlines might have interline agreements where they're able to book you on another carrier, Nastro says. Keep in mind, you may not get exactly what you want. There's not an endless supply of seats to get rebooked on when something major occurs, Nastro says. If the airline doesn't have a flight option you like, you can ask for a full refund and book with another company that does. However, it will likely cost you much more to purchase a same-day ticket. Wait it. The early bird often catches the flight. According to the most recent data from the Department of Transportation, in June 2025, 85% of flights departing between 6 a.m. and 6:59 a.m. arrived on time, compared with 54% between 6 p.m. and 6:59 p.m. Those morning flights might be terrible to wake up for, but you will thank yourself in the end because you got to your destination, Nastro says. Also, be proactive, says Brian Kelly, author of How to Win at Travel, and founder of The Point Sky, a popular travel site. Don't wait to be told when things are going haywire, Kelly says. I always look at the weather forecast, not just for the city I'm flying out of, or to, but also where my plane is coming from, he says. If you're in Miami, but your plane is starting in Buffalo, where there's a blizzard, something could happen. You can use the free app Flight Tradar 24 to track your craft. That's FlightRadar 24 to track your aircraft. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Now let's continue with Bumps in the Road. The disaster. You hate your home away from home. What to do if it happens? There's mold on the ceiling. The place looks nothing like the photos. The previous guests left a mess. Fortunately, these are all legitimate risks, according to Christopher Elliott, founder of Elliott Advocacy, a nonprofit consumer advocacy group. Rental platforms usually have policies to help resolve issues such as inaccurate listings or access issues. But you have to follow the rules precisely, Elliot warns, which requires lots of reading. Generally, though, it's best to speak up ASAP. If you decide to just grin and bear it and complain later or leave to stay somewhere else, you likely won't ever get your money back. While Airbnb officially gives customers 72 hours from the time of discovery to report an issue, it will typically just connect you back with your host. So reach out directly. Most of the time, the host will want to fix the issue for you. They'll have another unit somewhere that they can put you in, or they can call a cleaner, Elliot says. Do this communication via the app or text message, not talking over the phone, because you'll want the records in case your pleas are ignored and you have to complain to the platform. Be understanding. Even a good host may need a grace period to address your concerns. They may be in a different time zone or a different country. You need to give them some time to get things fixed, Elliot says, recommending at least an hour. If you can't get in touch with someone at all, then reach out to the platform. Contact the local authorities for emergencies if you smell gas in the house or fear for your safety, for example. How to avoid it. Service that will work with you to resolve issues, Elliot advises, one like Airbnb or VRBO, not Craigslist. Then read through the terms and conditions for the listing and platform so you know exactly what is and is not included. Take the VRBO confidence guarantee, for instance. It covers last-minute owner cancellations, but not yours if, say, you get sick. And put your detective skills to use when picking a rental. Owners often list their properties on several websites, so it's a good idea to look for the listing on every platform. Using the same filters for each search can help you find the property in question. Elliot recommends reading the reviews on each platform for useful information, such as warnings of inaccurate descriptions. Be alert for potentially fake reviews, too. If I see too many five-star reviews, I start getting suspicious, Elliot says. The disaster. You damage your rental car. What to do if it happens? Meeps. You dinged up the driver's side door. Addressing a minor problem can wait until you return the car, says Kevin Fairbanks Bloom, senior travel advisor for AAA Western and Central New York in Buffalo. If there's something worse, like an accident, first make sure everyone involved is safe. Then file a report with the local police and exchange insurance information with any other drivers, he says. Next, report the accident to the rental company for instructions about how to tow the vehicle, if necessary, and get a replacement, Fairbanks Bloom says. How to avoid it. Aside from the basics of defensive driving, there is no foolproof way to steer clear of car accidents. Save yourself a huge hassle by securing good coverage ahead of time. Kelly recommends getting a rewards credit card that offers primary rental car insurance as a perk. Most of the time, that's all you'll need. In fact, you shouldn't get anything else. If you pay for other coverage and you have primary through a card, then you're wasting money because you're paying for usually worse coverage, Kelly says. Another benefit? Your insurance premium isn't at risk the way it would be if you used your personal policy. If anything happens with the card, the bank handles it directly. Your insurance never even knows about it. Now, let's say you didn't actually cause any damage, but the company is saying you did. This is happening more and more as companies adopt AI tools that flag even the tiniest blemishes or mistake shadows and glares for damage. To cover yourself, take as many photos as you can at pickup and drop-off. Snap the outside, the inside, and the license plate number. And if possible, return the card during business hours. Fairbanks Bloom says, ask for someone to check in your return on a handheld device, to pose for a pic with the vehicle, and if they can, to note no damage in the remarks. If you still get a charge, act quickly and pull out the photo evidence. The disaster. You get sick. What to do if it happens? Your plan of action depends on the city you're visiting and what type of illness you're dealing with. Diarrhea is the most common vacation-related ailment, affecting between 30 to 70% of travelers, according to the CDC. Rest, hydration, and over-the-counter medicine like Imodium could be enough to manage GI symptoms, says Joel Fishbane, MD, an infectious diseases physician at Corewell Health in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. When it's more serious, you have a fever, for instance, see a doctor. Easy in the U.S. if you have a nationally accepted insurance plan. Find an urgent care center near you. Some prefer that you make an appointment online before you head in. Feeling ill while overseas? If you don't know where to go, contact the U.S. consulate, Fishbane says, to get recommendations for nearby care. If there's no consulate, try the embassy. How to avoid it? You can help protect yourself by keeping your hands away from your mouth, nose, and eyes, Fishbane says. By now, we all know the importance of washing our hands for a full 20 seconds, especially before eating. Speaking of mealtime, fresh produce can carry pathogens, and washing fruit and veggies won't eliminate all germs. Fully cooked food is better, but not risk-free. You can order your meal steaming hot, but the restaurant may serve it on a bed of contaminated lettuce, Fishbane says. Similarly, consider skipping buffets because food can develop bacteria if kept at the wrong temperatures. Before your trip, Fishbane recommends asking your doctor if you should bring along any prescription meds besides your usual ones, like an RX for a urinary tract infection in case you end up needing it. If you're traveling somewhere remote and have chronic health conditions, he advises shopping for traveler's insurance that includes health and medical evacuation coverage. The CDC has tips on what to look for at cdc.gov/travel/page/insurance. This is where good planning comes into play, he says. The disaster. You lose your phone. What to do if it happens. Before panicking, try to locate your device using the Find My Phone feature. Best case, you trace it to that cute coffee shop from the morning. If that fails, borrow a phone and contact your provider to report your cell lost or stolen. Be prepared to shell out money for a replacement if you're uninsured. Otherwise, your plan should help cover the cost, though some providers may not ship outside the country. As a workaround, have your replacement sent to someone back home who can mail it to you, or ask if you can get reimbursed to buy a phone locally. You can ask the embassy or consulate for a reputable store. How to avoid it. Don't keep your phone in your back pocket or backpack. Try to be mindful of your surroundings. And before you go, back up your data to the cloud or a separate drive. Ensure your phone's Find feature is enabled, and write down important numbers. If you haven't already, secure your phone with a strong passcode, NO21234, and a biometric lock, such as Face ID or fingerprint, if available. The disaster. You lose your passport while abroad. If it happens, file a police report, even if it wasn't stolen, for documentation. The U.S. Department of State website, travel.state.gov, and search for the Lost or Stolen Passport Abroad page. There, you'll get info on applying for an emergency passport and find the address of the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. You have to appear in person to receive one. Here's where things get tricky. You'll need ID and proof of U.S. citizenship, like a birth certificate. Of course, that's not exactly at the top of your packing list. Luckily, these staffers are trained to handle situations like this and should do their best to help avoid it. Travel with a backup you can use to help verify your identity, advises Michelle Couch Friedman, founder and CEO of Consumer Rescue, a nonprofit consumer affairs organization. It's always a good idea to make a copy of your passport and store it separately from your actual passport, she says. You could put the copy in the hotel safe. Remember to take it with you when you check out, or in a locked suitcase. It might be worth doing the same with a copy of your birth certificate for even more safety. Couch Friedman recommends giving a copy of your passport to a friend you could reach out to if needed. Eventually, you will get home with a fun story to tell, no less. Includes the article, Bumps in the Road. With Stuff We Love, editor raves, three things we can't stop talking about. Nordic Ware Brilliance Bundt Pan. I absolutely love how cakes turn out in this bundt pan. It can take a simple recipe or even a box cake mix and make a show-stopping dessert. The fluting detail is so unique, and I'm always amazed when the cake releases cleanly with zero sticking. A Reitnauer Jr., Deputy Photo Editor, $46, nordicware.com. Simple and Dainty Rope Hoop Earrings. These are my everyday earrings. They go with everything, and they've got a fun texture that makes them a little more interesting than plain old hoops. Hannah Hong, Beauty and Fashion Editor, $99, simpleanddainty.com. Dumpling Daughter Spicy Sweet Soy Sauce. I often cook frozen dumplings during the week, and this sauce takes them to another level. It's a nice balance of sweet and savory, with a little kick. I use it on rice and veggies too. Morgan Knoll, Home Editor, $9, dumplingdaughter.com. That concludes Editor Raves, Three Things We Can't Stop Talking About. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.